So just a few ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. So the last Gemara that we just learned, the Gemara mentioned a halacha regarding the toichacha. And the Mishnah said that when it comes to the toichacha, ein mafsikim bekvalos. We're not mafsik. Ela echad koyres kulam. One person reads the whole toichacha. And of course, to properly appreciate this halacha in the Mishnah, we have to put ourselves back in the day when the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah was done in the proper way, which was a person was oilu l'Torah, and he didn't just get up and say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyrach, but rather he would physically read from the Sefer Torah. So what the Mishnah is saying is that you have one oilu l'Torah or one Balkairah. So you have one Balkairah who's going to read the Teichacha, but you can't have two to read the Teichacha. But the Gemara said, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, you have to read the not such fine print on this halacha. Why? This halacha is not true for both toichachas that I mentioned in the Torah. The toichachas mentioned in the Torah twice. It's in Parshas Bichu Koisai, and it's in Parshas Kisavai. So said Abaya, this that we're makbid in terms of dividing the toichacha, that's only true for the toichacha in Parshas Bichu Koisai. Oh, but the toichacha in Parshas Kisavai, then it's not going to be true. What's the difference? Abaye said there's two differences. Number one, the toichacha in Bichu Koisai is Beloshin Rabim. So it sounds like you're talking to everybody. But Kisavai is Lashon Yachid. Maybe it's referring to a Yachid. Maybe that Yachid's not even in shul right now. Who knows who that Yachid is? So it doesn't feel as if it's so negay the rabbim, and as a result, you don't have to be so sensitive. Another reason, said Abaya, he said, the Toicham Bichu Koisai was Moshe Mipi Agvura Amron. Moshe Rabbeinu said Mipi Agvura. As opposed to the Toichacha of Parshas Kisavai, that was Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amra. That was something that Moshe Rabbeinu said, not Mipi Agvura, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu said that Mipi Atzmai. Now Rashi says, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said Mipi Atzmai? So Rashi has a little bit of an arichos, but Tosfos says two words, Moshe Mei Atzmai Amram Uberuach HaKodesh. In other words, there was a fundamental difference between the Toichacha Bichu Koisai and the Toichacha of Kisavai. The Toichacha Bichu Koisai was Moshe Mipi Agvura. The Toichacha of Kisavai was not Moshe Mipi Agvura, but rather it was Moshe Mipi Atzmai. It was Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. I once had the schus to hear a shir on this inyan from Hagoyin Agadol, Rav Shmuel Yankiv Bornstein, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. This shir is actually printed, it's the first piece in Zeis LeYakiv, in the beginning of Parashas Devarim. And Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that it's mavur clearly in the Gedolei Achroinim and in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that this chiluk that the Gemara says between the Toichacha of Kisavai and the Toichacha of Bichu Koisai isn't just a difference in terms of understanding the Toichacha of Kisavai versus understanding the Toichacha of Bichu Koisai, but really it goes to the core of understanding the difference between the Mishnah Torah in general and the first four Svarim in the Torah. So you have Bereishis Shmois Vayikra Bamidbar, and then you have Devarim. Devarim is referred to as Mishnah Torah. And said Reb Shmuel Yankiv that this chiluk that the Gemara said between the Toichacha of Mishnah Torah and the Toichacha of Vayikra is really a chiluk yisoidi. It's a fundamental difference, extremely fundamental, in terms of understanding the difference between what Mishnah Torah really represents and between what the other Svarim are. And he brings two mahalchim. We'll just mention the first, very, very bekitzer. And that is that the Duvna Magid in a Sefer Oyel Yaakov. So this is the first piece in Parashas Devarim. He brings, Sha'alti es pi moiri v'rabi, hu rabbeinu ha-kodesh ha-goyin ha-chosid, rabbi liyo mi-vilna zeichet tzadik v'kodesh levracha. So the Duvna Magid said that he once had the schus to ask the Vilna Goyin the following question: what's the difference, maha hevdel, bein ha-Torah ha-Kedoshah u-bein Mishnah Torah? He said it would appear, and really our Gemara is a makar to this, that there's a difference between Mishnah Torah and the other four Svarim in the Torah. And the Duvna Magid said that he once asked the Vilna Gaon what the chiluk is, and he said that the Vilna Gaon told him as follows. And this is, by the way, not printed in any of the Svarim of the Vilna Gaon. Could be in the Likutim they bring it, but it all comes from this exchange that the Duvna Magid was made, he heard from the Vilna Gaon. And he said something that you have to be the Vilna Gaon to say. You can't say this if you're not the Vilna Gaon. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kulo like we know Asherah. Like the Reb Chaim Volozhin famously said about the Vilna Gaon. So said the Vilna Gaon that you want to know what the difference is we know Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu talked, it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi Shal Moshe. So said the Vilna Gaon, that was true for Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra and Bamidbar. But Devarim was not Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi shal Moshe. But rather, what Devarim was Moshe Rabbeinu himself got nevuah, like Shara Nevi'im did. Now his nevuah is Bas Baklaria HaMe'iro, and he's the Ava Nevi'im, and it's one of the 13 Ikrei Amunah that you have to believe that there'll never be a Navi on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the same time, the way Moshe Rabbeinu communicated was he was receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was going and he was saying what he saw. So said the Vilna Gaon, the first four parashiyos, the first of the Torah, are not nevuas Moshe so much, but it's Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the vehicle, but really it's the Shechina that's talking. Of a Sefer Dvarim, the whole Sefer Dvarim, said the Vilna Gaon, was not Moshe and Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, but rather it's Moshe Rabbeinu receiving nevuah, and he's relaying the nevuah the same way Shara Nevi'im used to relay the nevuah. And that, said Rav Shmuel Yankiv, is our Gemara. The Gemara says that what's the difference, Abaye is talking, between the Toichach of Mishnah Torah and the Toich of Teres Kayanim. Teres Kayanim is Moshe Mipi HaGvura, as opposed to Mishnah Torah's Moshe Mipi Atzmoy. Moshe Mipi HaGvura, that's Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi, like the Vilna Gaon explained. But Moshe Mipi Atzmoy, that's my two words, says Tosfos. It's Beruach HaKodesh. That works with a regular Mahalach of Nevuah. Fundamentally different. But in terms of understanding and appreciating what the nuance is between Mishnah Torah, it's not just Chazara. Mishnah Torah is fundamentally different than the other four parashas. The first four is Shechina Medaberes Mitach Groinoi Shel Moshe, as opposed to Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is regular Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is receiving Nevuah. He's going and he's relaying, albeit he's not Bechida and he's not Bechol, but rather it's Pel, Pe Adaber, it's Bas Baklaya Hamira, like the Rambam and the Ramban explain what exactly that is. But the point is a very, very fundamental difference between the first four parts of the Torah and between Mishnah Torah. Shmuel Yankiv brings another Mahalach, we'll mention it, but he brings another Mahalach from the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel has a very big Arichos in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, also to explain a fundamental difference between Mishnah Torah and between the other parashiyos in the Torah. And the Abarbanel says that the difference was, and he says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu thought of Sefer Dvarim by himself. It was not Nevuas Moshe, it was the chiddush of Moshe. The chiddush of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish. And the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish was Sefer Dvarim. And the truth is, how does Sefer Dvarim begin? Eila ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe. So this is really, it's Divrei Moshe. You don't have that in Bereshit Shmos Vayikru Bamidbar. Dvarim is Eila Dvarim, Asher Diber Moshe. So said the Abarbanel, because really Dvarim is all the Chidushim of Moshe. But said the Abarbanel, after Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadish his Torah, so Kaviyachal, he said his Chidushay Torah, and the Eibishter came to Moshe, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you are Mechavin to the MS, and go ahead and write everything that you said. So ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't writing his own Chidushay Torah. Of course, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu was writing was Nevuah, and it was all coming from Hashem. But the Chiddush of Devarim is, it's not Nevuas Moshe, but it's the Chiddushay Torah of Moshe. Unbelievable. It's the Chiddushay Torah of Moshe. And Rav Shmuel Yankiv says that the truth is, this is a Chiddush that the Abarbanel says, but he brings rayas from Rambans and from Zoyers, etc., etc., to this Yisoid of the Abarbanel, that the way Mishnah Torah worked is, it was the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu that ultimately was written. So he brings it out beautifully. He says, so it comes out, Sefer Dvarim, really, straddles two worlds. On the one hand, it's Torah Shebal Peh. On the other hand, it's Torah Shebiksav. It's Torah Shebal Peh because the origination of Sefer Dvarim is the Chiddush of Moshe. So this is Chiddushay Torah Shel Moshe. It goes down as Pulpulay Shel Moshe, where Moshe is being Mevin Davar Mitoich Davar through the four Sfarim. Moshe Rabbeinu now has a Hasaga in Sefer Dvarim. So it's a Bechin of Torah Shebal Peh. Mitzad Sheni, of course, it was written. It's one of the Chamishay Chumshay Torah and has every ounce of Kedusha like any other part of the Torah does. And at the end of the day, it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where it's Tzivui, go ahead and write all this. And therefore, it has a din of Torah Shebiksav. But you have now a whole Sefer in the Torah that straddles two worlds. On the one that's Torah Shebal Peh, and the other hand is Torah Shebiksav. And that was the Ikkar of Shmuel Yankiv's Machshava and his Torah and his Drasha, explaining this incredible, unique hybrid that Sefer Dvarim, which is made up of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav. So ordinarily, we know this Torah Shebiksav is Torah Shebal Peh, like Roy Zek, Roy Zek. They complement each other, of course, but at the same time, it's two Metzias. This Torah Shebiksav that Torah Shoy, and this Torah Shebal Peh, that's Iyah Torah Shoy LeKoisvan, and here you have a Metzias that's Torah Shabal Peh and it's Torah Shabiksav. One of the Marmakoimas that Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv brings is from the Sefer Nois Hadasha. So Nois Hadasha is a likud of different Torah that's attributed to the Avnei Nezer. So some of it is mentioned in the Shem Yishmuel, that the Shem Yishmuel said over the Avnei Nezer, but there's a lot of original Torah in the Nois Hadasha. It's Divrei Machshava from the Sochet of a Rebbe, the Hilge Avnei Nezer. So the Avnei Nezer said as follows. He said that anytime you find two things that are different, there's always a Derech HaMemutza. There's an idea in Kabbalah that there always has to be a Derech HaMemutza. And he gave a whole bunch of examples. So he said, in Torah, we have Torah Shebiksav and we have Torah Shebal Peh. They're different. They're on two different spectrums. There has to be a Derech HaMemutza. So he said, what's the Derech HaMemutza between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav? So Rav Nineza said, the Derech HaMemutza between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav is Mishneh Torah. That's the Derech HaMemutza. Because Mishneh Torah is on the one hand Torah Shebal Peh, and the other hand it's Torah Shebiksav. It comes be'ikr from the Zohar. The Zohar says in a bunch of places that Sefer Dvarim is Hoyo Moshe, it's Eila Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe. It goes down as Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav. Again, this is above our pay grade. But two mahalchim, in terms of understanding the difference between Mishneh Torah and between the rest of the Torah. One difference is the Vilna Goyen, who told the Dubna Magid that Bereishis Shmois VaYikra BaMidbar Veshchinim Medaberes Mitach Grenish Al Moshe, as opposed to Mishneh Torah, that's already Nevuas Moshe, like Tosfos says Beruach HaKodesh, and it's Kamana Mefurish Gemara over here in Megillah Laman Aleph on the days. The second mahalach is the mahalach of the Abarbanel, and that is the Moshe Rabbeinu Mitoich Pulpuloi came up, he was mechaven to Sefer Dvarim and to Mishneh Torah. Then Hashem told Moshe to write it, but it was Chidushay Shal Moshe, it's also Torah Shebiksav, and as a result, there's two dinim, it has the din, Sai of Torah Shebal Peh, and its Sai has the din of Torah Shebiksav. Regardless, that's the first start.